This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But as we mentioned before, not such a great weekend in the city of Chicago. In fact, new numbers, it's worse than what we had announced earlier. There were 54 people who were shot, 42 wounded, 12 killed. Killed! Worst weekend of the year so far. And this is an increasing issue in America. Most of the death and carnage in Chicago has to do, of course, with gangs and gang violence and organized criminal enterprises in the South Side and the West Side and really throughout the city. And somebody who knows about criminal enterprises, not by participating in them, but by writing about them, in a thrilling way, is Bill O'Reilly. His most recent bestseller is called Killing the Mob, and it's about the fight against organized crime in America. Bill, great to speak to you again, and congratulations on the well-deserved success of, I think, one of your most important and compelling books so far.
I appreciate you reading it, Michael. It didn't bore you at all, did it?
Are you kidding? No. Because, again, it has a bunch of names that people kind of vaguely know, from Babyface Nelson to Sam Giancana to right across the Bonnie and Clyde. It begins with John Dellinger. But one of the first questions I would ask about you is there something we can learn about today's out-of-control gang violence, not just in Chicago, but really across the country? This gang violence.
It's about evil, and it's about politics. So Killing the Mob chronicles the rise of organized crime from 1946 to 1961, where the criminal enterprises run by the Italian Mafia was the most powerful entity in the USA, by far, more powerful in Congress, more powerful in corporations. And we begin the book in the 30s, as you mentioned, with the bank robbers who were running wild, and they had to be contained, and they were, by the new FBI headed up by a young lawyer named J. Edgar Hoover. But the real theme of the book is evil and how the evil has harmed America. So in today's organized crime activity, there's been a shift, and the mob now runs the narcotics distribution all over America. So the Mexican drug cartels, which totally control Mexico, they make the drugs, heroin, fentanyl, methamphetamine, cocaine, and then they smuggle them into the USA, where the American mob takes over, but they don't sell the narcotics anymore like they did in the old French Connection days. So that's all over. What the mob does do is franchise out to local gangs in every part of this country, and those gangs sell on the street. And those are the gangs you were just referring to in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, who are killing each other, but in the crossfire, babies and old women are getting gunned down. And very few Americans know this because there's no reporting on it. Very, very little reporting, because it's black-on-black crime. And when you have black-on-black crime in America, you have the corporate media basically ignoring it. But here's another wrinkle that I think your listeners will find very interesting. Organized crime in America loves Joe Biden. You know why, Michael?
Why do you think?
Yeah, I think I know. Since Mr. Biden has been in office, more than 500,000 foreign nationals have come to America. 500,000 people. And all of those people had to be processed, fed, sheltered. They didn't all have to be sheltered. Some were sent back right away, but most did. That has taken up all the resources of the Border Patrol and ICE on the southern border to deal with this mass of humanity. What has suffered is drug interdiction. And there are more narcotics on the streets of New York and Philadelphia and Chicago and every other city now than in any other time in history. And organized crime makes billions and billions of dollars from the importation of these drugs. They love Biden. Keep that open border going. Let's just get more and more and more here because the market is booming. And that's why they love Joe Biden.
Okay, in terms of this becoming a political issue, and you just wanted tried to look at it in a directly political way, how does that happen, and how does that work right now? Because I've said on this show several times that I think the big issue is going to be public safety in 2022, that people are going to, especially with COVID-19 becoming less of a threat, they're going to be look at the threat of being shot or having your children or someone you know die of a drug overdose. And those are very, very real fears, but they don't seem to be working yet politically. We were talking
because the country is so divided, and it looks on law enforcement in two different ways. If you're a progressive leftist, you see American law enforcement as corrupt and bigoted against blacks in particular. Some in the African-American community reject that, but most don't. So when you have that kind of a split between traditional conservative Americans who want a strong law enforcement presence to protect them, and the progressive movement that wants to dismantle the entire justice system, then, you know, you have a brawl, a political brawl. And I'm a guy that deals with facts. What I just told you about Joe Biden is 100% true. More drugs on the streets in New York and every other big city than ever before. That is a corruptor. That leads to the murder and to the destruction of lives by ODs, and, you know, people are destroyed by this. If you take fentanyl, it's not a matter of when you're going to die. It's just what time is it? Okay? You know, you're going to die. And yet, the corporate media looks away. I mean, this is not a subject that gets a lot of attention, and certainly not at the White House. And they're not particularly upset about this. And I'm going, I don't know, you know, if people are going to rebel against the system, they should have already rebelled. It's that bad.
Well, except you know and I know the polling on defund the police, where there's not even a majority of Democrats who favor defund the police. And, of course,
but they're not actively standing up to the dangerous propaganda because they're afraid. So, for example, if you're in a local community and you go to a meeting in your county and you say, we've got to stop these drug gangs, then you're a racist. Why do you think in Chicago, week after week after week for a decade, there's been a carnage in that city, 90% of it African Americans dying, and not a blanking word?
Well, and partially because you have a mayor who now won't speak to reporters unless they're people of color.
Yeah, but she's black. Why won't she take that problem on? Because they don't want to tell the truth about it. That's why. And if you do tell the truth, you're a racist.
Bill O'Reilly, his book about a much more successful struggle against organized crime and random killing is called Killing the Mob, The Fight Against Organized Crime in America. It covers up to 1961. Maybe there'll be a sequel. Bill, congratulations on the bestseller status for your book. We will be right back on The MedVed Show.
I agree with you about 99% of the time. I appreciate your pursuit of truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
You're one of the most brilliant guys on the air, TV or radio.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, clearly, the nation is becoming, and it's about time, alarmed about the uptick in gun violence deaths. Now, this began before President Trump became president. It began under President Obama, right after the people, you may remember, President Obama had members of his administration who talked about the Ferguson effect. The idea that with all of the focus on the misdeeds of police officers or the death of innocent people, and of course in Ferguson, Missouri, Mike Brown, the victim in that shooting, was actually struggling over a gun with a police officer when the gun went off. And that's why there have been no indictments and no charges about his death. Of course it's a tragedy when anybody 18 years old gets killed right after graduating from high school. Got it. But the point is that the focus on policing and on reining in police and police pulling back, particularly pulling back from problem neighborhoods, has led to a surge in violence around America that is worse than it was under Obama. It's worse than it was under Trump. And it is a very real problem right now. The numbers, gun violence deaths so far this year, it's up 23%. Across the country, there were 12 mass shootings just over the weekend. You heard about that mass shooting in a house party in Fairfield County, New Jersey. And a beautiful house, by the way. If you look at the pictures, it was a very lavish house. They had hundreds of people there celebrating a birthday of a 32-year-old. And two people dead and about a dozen other shot. That's the way that a birthday is celebrated. The claim by the White House press secretary this morning, Jen Psaki, she knew just who or what to blame for what is going on. This is clip 7.
This past weekend, there were more than a dozen mass shootings across this country. 4,000 more people shot and killed by guns in 2020 compared to the year before. Is there a crime problem in this country?
Well, I would say certainly there is a guns problem, and that's something the president would say. And there are communities where local violence and community violence is an issue, and that's one of the reasons that we have proposed and have now are implementing funding for community violence prevention programs across the country. I will say that we don't often highlight, and you just gave me the opportunity to, the fact that between mass shootings that get a lot of attention, that we lower the flags, there are hundreds, thousands of people who lose their lives. And that's one of the reasons the president will continue to advocate for the Senate passing universal background checks, but also advocate for actions in states where we have seen the greatest level of activism over the past several years.
Does COVID have anything to do with the increased numbers that we've seen in the last year?
In terms of local community violence, it's an interesting question. I'd have to ask our team to check on that. I know as I started off this briefing, giving an update on that, we've seen statistics on domestic violence. And obviously, we know that there are the loss of life at the hands of gun violence is often, too often, suicide can be domestic violence. And we've seen statistics as it relates to the impact on mental health. But I'd have to check with experts on the assessment of that.
Okay, the reason is such an interesting question is you would think that because streets were deserted, bars, I mean, there is a great deal of violence that occurs when people are enjoying what is euphemistically referred to as nightlife. Generally, when people are at home, sheltering at home, you don't expect the violence to go up. And the idea that she immediately says, well, I don't know if we have a crime problem, we have a gun problem. What does that mean? Is it a gun problem if there are law-abiding citizens who have never had a violent incident who get a firearm to protect their own homes? Is that a problem? And again, if the Democrats do want to convey that idea and ignore the real crime problem, which has to do with gangs, which has to do with cutting back on police expenditures and pulling back police officers. It's gone to such an extent that Andrew Yang, who is one of the two leading candidates for mayor of New York, has talked about how he will have the backs of police officers. And, you know, I had a little bit of an experience with this, and it kind of surprised me, is that we went to Seattle Center with our oldest granddaughter, who's four, and it was not a beautiful sunny day, but it was an okay day, and it was great. There was a festive atmosphere. By the way, lots and lots of people, nearly everybody wearing masks. And as I was coming out of the washroom, there was a police car pulled up right underneath the Space Needle in Seattle Center. And there were two cops who, I don't know what they were doing, but they got out. They looked very formidable. They were armed. And you know what? As they were walking through the crowd, and this is Seattle, there's some people who spontaneously were like applauding. And of course I did too. And it's just when people believe that even in very, very liberal cities like this one, that people ignore the vital contribution of law enforcement. If the Republicans run in this upcoming election as the pro-cop party, they will do well. And if Democrats run as the we're the party that's going to defund or cut back on the police, and I don't even think they'll do well in inner city neighborhoods, because one of the things that something Bill O'Reilly said, and he's right, the main victims of crime, the disproportionately high victims of crime in this country, are people of color and communities of color. Again, for Democrats, they like to basically blame this on a material, inanimate a force called guns. This is the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, on that mass shooting that occurred in Fairfield County over the weekend. It was an appalling mass shooting. What does he have to say about it? We will get to that. And we'll also get to a new policy to change homeless encampments into, quote, humanitarian zones in one of America's biggest cities. We'll get to that coming up on the MedMed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat is headed to the Middle East to follow up on the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The White House says Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit will underscore America's ironclad commitment to Israel's security. He'll also focus on the Biden administration's effort to rebuild ties with the Palestinian people. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill looking at voter ID laws across the United States. North Carolina Democrat G.K. Butterfield opening the virtual hearing by saying some of the voter ID laws disproportionately burden minority voters. Wisconsin Republican Brian Steele calls Butterfield's arguments a false narrative.
We find ways to work to ensure our elections are free, fair, and secure.
Steele also stressing that voter ID makes it easier to vote and hard to cheat. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, the most recent mass shooting that just occurred in New Jersey led the governor of New Jersey to talk about what happened at that party, where, by the way, it was a party that went on and on and on and on. It began in the middle of the day and it lasted until close to midnight. That's when the violence broke out. But here is what the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, had to say. It's clip 13.
This is a nation awash in guns, and we're not an island. We are not immune, as was proved two nights ago. There are still too many people with easy access to guns who should never have access to a gun. The state troopers who arrived on the scene didn't know if someone was waiting in the woods to ambush them as they responded to the calls. We cannot normalize what we saw. We cannot put our heads in the sand and just say this is the price we pay in a free society.
Okay, I think that's entirely true. And, of course, I think there's overwhelming support. There's even support from almost all gun owners to keep guns out of the hands of bad guys, people with criminal records. But it's impossible to do that when you're cutting back on the police, isn't it? There's also a fascinating map that NPR, National Public Radio, put up about the 194 mass shootings so far this year. That means with four or more people dead, not including the shooter, 194. Sid in Atlanta. Sid, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Hey, Michael. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You and Bill Riley was talking about how talking about Chicago, and I think it's systemic racism when you have people in Chicago killing each other, mostly over drugs or crime, you know, organized crime. I said the words systemic racism because when it came to white people, Italians or white, you know what happened. There was investigation when the Italians mafia was killing each other. That got resolved real quick because that's not supposed to be happening. White people killing each other on the street like that. But I don't see any investigation going into Chicago like true investigation, not just police work. You know, so there's something going on that's not right. Can you answer that question?
By the way, I think it's a good question. And the problem is that all of the law enforcement officials, including the mayor, including the state's attorney in Illinois, they're all black. And you may remember there was a great deal of controversy when they refused to prosecute the actor who made up a hate crime. And the people who would be making the decisions about whether to do an investigation or not, the representatives in the Chicagoland area, would be very heavily people of color. I don't think the lack of an investigation has to do with it. I'll tell you why, because this is not just devastating to the black community. It's devastating the economic future of the city. It's one of the reasons people run away from the city and go as quickly as they possibly can to the suburbs. Yeah, Jussie Smollett was the case that I was talking about. Do I believe that it's way over time for us to pursue the kind of investigation that was pursued against the Italian mafia, to pursue it against some of the black gangs that have been fighting in Chicago and claiming so many victims? Absolutely right. I agree with you. The difficulty is that for white politicians, if you do that, then their people are going to accuse you of racism then. And but that doesn't mean that the Justice Department and people like the Attorney General Merrick Garland should hold back from doing something about the organized crime and the killings involved. Here's the thing that's fascinating about this map that was put up, again, by National Public Radio, looking at the 194 mass shootings so far this year. There are two of them in the state of Washington. There's one in the state of Oregon. There are a whole bunch in California, a whole bunch more in Texas. And the following states don't have a single mass shooting. Not one. No mass shooting all year. Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming, and Utah, and Alaska. Now, a bunch of the states that I mentioned, and I think it's noteworthy, have very, very high gun ownership. I believe that Wyoming has either the highest or the second highest gun ownership in the country. And it's one of the reasons Wyoming has a high suicide rate, but no mass shootings in those places. So when Governor Phil Murphy suggests that, okay, we have a problem in America, we're awash in guns, I agree with him. There are too many people with criminal records, with histories of mental instability, who can get their hands on guns. And I think all people of goodwill and sanity would agree with him. We should do whatever we can, which you cannot do without law enforcement, to make it more difficult for people who have troubles or are at risk of committing terrible violence, to make it more difficult for them to get guns. The Axios has a headline, "One Weekend, 12 Mass Shootings." America's already endured, they list, 230 mass shootings and 13 mass murders in 2021, including 12 mass shootings over the past weekend. 8 different states suffered mass shootings, defined by CNN as 4 or more people hurt or killed by gunfire between Friday night and Sunday. The big picture, More than 7,600 people have been killed by guns this year in the U.S. They haven't been killed by guns. They've been killed by people. And the people need more attention. And yes, part of that attention means keeping people who are at risk or have a record of violence away from guns. There were... isn't that unbelievable? I'm sorry, it's just incredibly depressing statistic. More than 7,600 people have been killed by guns this year in the U.S., they say, and another 9,500 used guns to take their own lives. Again, almost 2,000 more dead in this country from shooting themselves than people killed in murders and drive-bys, in confrontations with the police, in everything else. So, what obviously, most people who kill themselves, I know traditionally, I don't know if these recent statistics show this, but traditionally people who kill themselves at home. So that makes your own home, I mean, it's an appalling, appalling situation. And by the way, a bunch of those states that I mentioned, Montana, Utah, Wyoming, those are states with no mass shootings so far this year, but they are states with very high suicide rates. Now, you also may say they didn't have mass shootings this year because there aren't that many crowded urban areas. I guess you could say Salt Lake City, maybe. The situation with COVID-19 and trying to get people vaccinated, there's a new move to try to follow up on an example of a very popular Republican governor. What is it? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with Arise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elite and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Michael Medved show, I try as far as I can be to be consistent and to not send contradictory messages in on the radio or in private conversation or in any way. And I got an email from a friend who said, "Oh, you're so opposed to lotteries." And I am. I think that lotteries are basically a tax on foolish people. I mean, again, there are people who may have very, very limited funds. In fact, people are disproportionately people who are impoverished who play the lottery regularly. And I just think it's wrong for government to exploit that and to have the ultimate regressive tax that falls more heavily on, okay, even though it's voluntary, don't like lotteries. But then here I was, and I do, applauding the Vax-a-Million lottery in Ohio. Now, what is this? This was a brainchild of Governor Mike DeWine, and he's now being imitated all over the country, because Ohio was lagging a little bit in getting people vaccinated, and so he announced that as soon as you got vaccinated, you would be automatically entered to win one of 5 different prizes that are going to be given out through a lottery. And each of those 5 prizes was $1 million. That can kind of get your attention, right? If you're saying, oh, it's just too much effort to go out and get vaccinated, even though the lines and the ability to get the vaccinations now is much easier. It worked. The vaccinations for people 16 years old and older increased 28% the weekend immediately after the lottery announcement compared to the previous weekend. And New York and Maryland have now announced that residents who get the COVID-19 vaccines will also be eligible for prize money, with Oregon unveiling similar plans over the weekend. All 3 states are following the footsteps of Ohio. From the data we've seen, they appear to be working. White House senior advisor for COVID-19, Andy Slavitt, said during a press briefing, "I think the reason they work is because the vast number of people who are not yet vaccinated are actually not opposed to getting vaccinated," he said. "They're just not prioritizing it very high. there are other things going on in their lives, things that draw attention to it, like the lotteries in those states that you mentioned are, not surprisingly, very effective, and so we're enthusiastic. Now, listen to this. For anybody who's ever played any kind of lottery before, Oregon Governor Kate Brown this Friday tweeted, if you're waiting to get a vaccine or you just haven't gotten around to it yet, we're going to give you, Oregon, an extra incentive. How about a chance to win $1 million? There are some slight differences between the state programs. Ohio is doing 5 drawings for $1 million each. Maryland is doing smaller drawings of $40,000 every day for 40 days, followed by a big one, a $400,000 drawing on the 4th of July. New York is offering scratch tickets with prizes from $20 up to $5 million. And Oregon will have a $1 million prize and 36 $10,000 prizes, one for each county in the state of Oregon, including, by the way, those 6 counties that just voted to leave Oregon and join Idaho. Could it have something to do with the madness in Portland? It has everything to do with the madness in Portland. It's another story. There are also smaller incentive efforts. Erie County, New York, worked with a local brewery to offer free beer to people getting vaccinated. And, well, you have to wait. They make you wait after you get vaccinated. Anybody who's been vaccinated knows this. They make you wait 15 minutes or a half hour to sit there to make sure that you don't get dizzy and you're not going to go out and crash your car or anything like that. So they give you a free beer as you're waiting. Does that work? Maine is offering L.L. Bean gift cards, among other rewards. Governor Mike DeWine in Ohio said, I know that some may say, DeWine, you're just crazy. This $1 million drawing idea of yours is a waste of money. But truly, he says, the real waste at this point in the pandemic, when the vaccine is readily available to anyone who wants it, is the waste of a life lost to COVID-19. Well, isn't that right? Doesn't that make sense? And, is anybody listening to me? Would you be a little bit more likely to get a vaccine if you had a chance of winning the lottery? Well, the point is that you are improving your chances of survival, which are pretty good anyway. Most people are not going to die of COVID-19. Most people are not going to get desperately ill. However, your chances of improving your risk and of getting through this entire remaining pandemic period without some kind of devastating effect, that chance, that's a sure thing if you go out and get the vaccine. And by the way, do we have the audio of Senator Paul? Okay, because Rand Paul, who's been a frequent guest on this show and who I think is a serious public servant, and there are many things about Senator Paul I admire. I don't admire the fact that he has come out having already had the disease, and he battled back from COVID. He's had a tough time. You remember he had a serious lung surgery because his neighbor had busted a number of ribs, and a neighbor also a physician, by the way. In any event, Rand Paul said that he had decided he was not going to get vaccinated because he had had the disease already and he didn't feel that he needed it. And see, when somebody like that, a doctor, takes that position, the CDC is very, very clear. Is the vaccine is recommended for people who have already had the antibodies, already suffered the disease, because it so greatly increases the chances that you're not going to get sick. There are people who have gotten sick once, gotten sick twice. I think there are even some cases where people have gotten sick 3 times. But this is one of those things where Rand Paul, you would assume that somebody like that, who's an ophthalmologic surgeon, would set a better example. And there's a piece in the New York Times about the divisions among people who have gotten vaccinated already, who are in various groups. And the biggest differences for once in America are not racial differences at all. If you look overall, there's 60% of white people have been vaccinated already, and 51% of black people. So there's not that much of a difference. Only 19% of white people say they will not get vaccinated unless they are required to do so. 20% of black people. So the number is very, very similar. Then they break it down by politics. It's not very similar. It's not similar at all. And among college graduates, who are about half of voters in America, I think a little bit less than half the population now, if you count A degrees, certainly. In any event, among college graduates in the United States, 85% have already been vaccinated. 2% say they won't get vaccinated. And then they, actually, when I say it, 85%, it's 85% of Democrats who are college graduates. Among Republicans who are college graduates, this according to Kaiser Family Foundation, 63% have been vaccinated. But an amazing 25% say they won't do it. And really? It's one of those things that I don't understand. I do understand being opposed to the government requiring you to do it, and the government shouldn't do that because it should ultimately be a personal decision. But what is the point of making a personal decision that is going to increase the chances of you and the people around you actually being stricken by what can be a very painful, very serious, very debilitating disease? May we all be spared from it, and may the pandemic soon go away. Meanwhile, the national anthem, should we continue, we'll be right back in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.